And every few days, Denise Ho goes to the Prince George Rolodome, but she's worried that it could be torn down and turned into a parking lot. So she's taken up the cause of saving the local landmark by buying it and turning it over to the people who use it. And Denise Ho joins me now live in the Prince George studio. She's the new president of the Prince George Rolodome Society. Anna, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in live. We appreciate it this morning, early morning hour. I must ask, why is saving the dome important to you?
Well, the dome has been in existence for over 60 years in Prince George. It's a really well-known fixture and a second home, I can say, to hundreds of people. I've been living in Prince George since 2003, and it's rare that I meet anybody in Prince George who hasn't been there to participate in one activity or another. There are a tremendous amount of user groups that use the roller dome. There's three roller derby teams. There's ball hockey, there's lacrosse, there's indoor soccer. There's a few businesses that run out of Prince George Roller Dome. There's also dry grads, there's memorials, there's weddings, there's all sorts of really amazing activities that happen inside of that dome. And for anybody who doesn't know, it's on the corner of Highway 97 and 16. It's next to Mr. PG. And it's been there for a long time. So,
if there's so many groups using it, I guess the question is, why is this building struggling? Why is it struggling to?
Well, I can't really comment on whether it's struggling from a financial perspective. But what I can say is that we're in a unique situation. The users of the dome, it's a facility that's privately owned. Mm. It's owned by a group of state shareholders, and I mean everybody has their own personal financial goals, and so there's been a few offers on the dome to purchase it from a commercial perspective, and the PG Dome Society wants to see that dome stay as a multi-user space, primarily focused on recreational activities.
I see. So what is ultimately the goal? Is it to maybe perhaps raise the money to buy the building? What's the end game?
There's a few goals going on right now. So I want to thank the predecessors who got our society up and running about a year ago. We have a bit of seed money in our back pocket, and we have some community support and volunteers that are working really hard to try and maintain the roller dome as it currently stands. So what we do is we represent the users of the dome, and we'd like to see if it's going to be purchased. We want to see it maintained for its present use. We don't want to see it changed to commercial use, and then it could be torn down in a parking lot. Who knows? It depends on who buys it. The other part of what we do is we support the user groups. We're trying to gather as much information as we can to help support them and give them information in the case of if we have to move and start practicing in other spaces around the city. Then that's our plan B, obviously. But our ultimate goal would be to see that the roller dome remain standing and remain being used in the current state that it is.
Now, you mentioned the efforts to save the dome have been going on for quite some time. The previous president and board, resigned late in last year. Why was that? Why did they leave?
Well, just like any volunteer organization, I think people have a lot of personal things going on in their lives. And I haven't spoken to the previous president personally, but what I can say is that the previous board did work really hard to get a group of people to work towards the goal of saving the dome. And we have a bit of resources available to us, and we're moving forward to try and bring together the user groups in the dome to raise awareness within the community, to start the conversations with the city and the council members, and just get the information out there. I would encourage if anybody out there listening is a user of the dome and they want to become involved or they want to provide some support, we have monthly meetings every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the dome, and I don't think we would turn anybody away who would want to attend some of those meetings and get more information. We have a website that's, if you Google Save the Dome, you can find it. There's information posted there. And we also have a Facebook page called Save the Dome. So you can also contact me personally. I'm pretty easy to find if you want to become involved. Ultimately, what we'd like to do is just open up those lines of communication with the dome users and work towards maintaining that facility in a recreational, a space for everybody to use, right?
Now, you did meet with the Prince George Mayor, Lynn Hall. Was it yesterday?
Yes, yesterday.
So what was the result of that meeting?
Well, the city is very empathetic to what our needs are in terms of the dome users. It was interesting because he admitted that it was a conversation that he hasn't had before relative to our situation. It's a privately owned building, and the city isn't in a position to purchase the building outright.
All right.
So we understand that. And what they can offer, though, is support in terms of grants that are available. They can point us in the right direction there. They have planning staff that can help point some of our user groups in the right direction as well, so that we there's no gaps in our practice space and that kind of thing.
So I guess if the fight to save the Roller Dome has been going on for some time, and there are other facilities as well, we look and see what's been going on at the UMBC Sports Center and all these other wonderful facilities around the city. I guess some might ask, well, why not just let it go?
Well, one really great advantage to the Dome is that it's a very affordable space and it's very inclusive. There's some of the other spaces out there. I mean, what I understood from my meetings with the mayor and council and some of the council members is that there's a huge demand for recreational facilities in Prince George and a lack of supply. So that's sort of the tight spot that the users are in right now at the Dome. So the Dome is available. I mean, they have the space. There's two floors. There's two different tracks.
It's an outdated building, though. Probably needs some work, no?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's structurally sound. We've had someone take a look at it, and it is structurally sound. Aesthetically, I mean, there's criticism that it's, you know, it needs some updating. And just like most of our homes, like we're always in the process of updating our homes and doing the renovations. So obviously, yeah, there's definitely updates that need to be done. But in terms of an actual functioning facility, it's sound. A lot of us consider it our second home. And it would be a shame for it to be torn down or used for some other purpose.
We'll continue to follow your efforts. I thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again, I'm sure.
You bet.
Denise Hogue is the president of the PG Roller Dome Society. She was in our Prince George studio. If you'd like more information, you can just Google Save the Dome at Prince George. And your thoughts on this story, email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca or call our listener line 1-866-340-1932.